Okay, so this Shabbos is Shem Relaying Parshas Vayetze. So we all know that at the beginning of the Sedra, Yaakov Avinu was running away from his brother Esav at the direction of his parents. He's also going to look for a wife, as Yitzhak said at the end of the Sedra. So in the beginning of the Sedra, we know Yaakov has the dream with the ladder. He wakes up startled. Perkov Ches Pasik Tazayin. So it's one by Yikatz Yaakov Mishno Sol. Vayomer Achein Yesh Hashem B'mokam Hazev Anochi Lo Yodati. He has his dream and he is convinced that there's something very unique and very special about this place where he is now. We, of course, according to our tradition, this is the Makom HaMikdash, and he says, this is the gate, literally the gate of heaven. And Rashi explains in the second source in Perkov Ches Pasik Zayin, Mokom Tfila Lalos Tfilosam Hashamaimah. This is a place where Tfila travels to in order on its way, so to speak, towards heaven. We have a tradition that there is such a thing called the Beis Hamikdash Shalmala, Yerushalayim Shalmala, which is exactly Mechuvan, whatever exactly that means. It's parallel to, or it's connected to the Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim Shalmata. So the heavenly Mikdash, so to speak, is parallel somehow, on the same length, wavelength, or however exactly understand the word mechuvan in this context, speaking about heaven, to the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata, and it's the place where tefillahs travel through. Many years later, when Shlomo HaMelech builds the first Beis Hamikdash, so we have a long description, not only the building of the Beis Hamikdash, but of the ceremony for the dedication of the Beis Hamikdash and Shlomo's tefillah, and among the things he says in his tefillah, in his third source, in Malachim Perek Aleph and Perek Ches, Malachim Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk of Tes, the Tfila Leos Enecha Psuchos Alabayas Azel Lila Vayom. A request that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, so to speak, should be open to this place, Lila, day and night. And Amokom Shamarti Yashmi Sham Lishmoel at Tfila Sheispal Abdukal Amokom Azel. So you'll be able to always hear the Tfilas of the people who will pray in this place. And Pasuk Lamed Vashamata El Tchinas Abdukal Amcha Yisrael Sheispal Alamokom Azel Vatar Tishma Elmokom Shivtachal Shemaim Vashamata Vasalachta. Those who remember the rest of that, the Perik over there mentions all kinds of different scenarios why somebody will be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a famine, there's a war, there's some other needs and so on, and people will daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this particular place. That's the mokom which Yaakov Avinu said, about which he said, Ein Zeh Kim Beis Elokim Vezeh Shar HaShemayim. So it's interesting, the Medrash Tanchuma, not in this week's Sedra actually, but next week's Sedra, Parsha Vayishlach, the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Yishlach Siman Tes, says darshans, or talks about this pasuk similar psukim in Malachim Aleph, that it says Vahayu Einai V'Libi Shom Kol Hayomim in other psukim, and again it indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina will always be in that place. Apparently, even after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, symbolized on the second line of that Medrash Tanchuma by the pasuk Tzion Sodet Echarish, the pasuk of Micha. That pasuk we know is in the end of Gemara and Makkos, when Rekiv and his friends see the Makom Mikdash and they see that Tzion's been plowed over and so on. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tiyu Mispalim Fek Lefonai Keneged Osair, Vaniyash Mavnashmai Varpas Arzachem. Even when the Beis Hamikdash is not there, that's what the Medrash Tanchuma seems to be saying, that even when the Beis Hamikdash is not there, we're supposed to daven through this place. And there were Gemaras about it, and Brochas, Pasuk, Tel Talpios, and so on, Tel Shekolom, Bonil Talpios, Pasuk Shir Hashirim, that this is a tale Talpios, tale is a hill, a mound, through which all prayers and all the words of our mouth descend, ascend through this place and so on. So obviously the place has significance. Of course, it has primary significance when the Beis HaMikdash is built, but even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, it's important as well. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, in source 5, Shmos Rabbah, Parsha Beis, Siman Beis, says, Amr Shmuel ben Nachman, Ad Shalachar Beis HaMikdash, Har Shekhinah Shar B'tocho. Of course, Pesukim, right, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, so the Shekhinah rested in that place. Then, Umishachar Beis HaMikdash, Nizdalka Shekhinah L'Shamayim. However, once the Beis HaMikdash was removed from the picture, then the was destroyed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah went back up to heaven. However, there's a second opinion on the second line of five. Leza Omer Lo Zoza Shekhinah Mitocha Heichal. No, actually never left. The Shekhinah never left that place. The Beis HaMikdash Nehemar, that pasuk which we referred to earlier, V'hayu Ein Avili Bisham Kol Hayomim, and so on. My heart and my eyes are always in this place. And then we find a fascinating statement at the very end of this Medrash in Shmos Rabba. Amar Rav Acha, Le'olam ein hashchina zozo mikosol maravi. The Shechina will never depart from the Kosel Maravi, the western wall. Shenemar hine ze omed achar koslenu. That's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, pasuk Tes, or 6. Domed Litzvi, etc. Hine ze omed achar koslenu, mashkiach min chalanos meitzitz min acharakim. And the Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabba there, in Parsha Beis, on that pasuk, says, hine ze omed achar koslenu, achar Kosel Maravi shel Beis HaMikdash. Lama, shenishpa lo kodesh baruch hu she'eno chorev la'olam. Okay, so here we have a very interesting statement in Midrashim that there's something special about the Kosel Maravi. Now, full disclosure, it's Lav Dafka talking about the exact wall that we see or know today as the Kosel Maravi. Again, these are, you know, from centuries ago, these statements. So, but there is some significance to something on the western side. That's what it says, the Kosel Maravi. Again, whether it's the exact wall and what the wall that we have today exactly is from. So that we'll discuss a little bit. And again, I didn't put together the Makoros a little bit more hastily than usual, so I didn't put everything in at the time. But nonetheless, you'll definitely get the gist from what we do have here. And what we have here is a reference, to something on the western side, a kosel, some sort of kosel, some kind of wall on the western side. And in fact, the Medrash in Eicha Rabba, okay, Parsha Aleph, in Siman Lamed Aleph, the Gazru min Shemaya delo yecharev la'olam. Okay, there's some gezeres. This wall will never be destroyed. There'll be a wall of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, there are midrashim. Again, I didn't have time to print it all out, but there are midrashim that Titus, who destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, maybe some have come across this. He had four different generals, and he assigned the task of destroying the four walls around the Beis HaMikdash, each one to a different general. And one general, in the end, refused to do it. That was the guy who was supposed to destroy the western side. And then he committed suicide and so on. So we have these different accounts. But somehow, Kadosh Baruch Hu swore that the wall on the western side will never be destroyed. Why western side? What's the mila? What's the glick of the western side? So the Medrash Eicha Rabba there in Source 8 says, Lama, why the western side? Sheshchina b'marav. The statement that the Shechina is found in the west. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. That's a Gemara. You know, it says that the Shechina is in the west. What exactly that means is questionable. Somehow the Shechina is more noticeable and more pronounced in the western direction. It's hard to understand what that means, but actually we have a practice that we observe to this day. You know, our minig is when we say L'chadodi, so we come to the last stanza of L'chadodi, Bo V'Shalom, so everybody turns around, right? Everyone turns around, Bo V'Shalom and Teres Bala. So what's the idea of turning around? Where are you turning around? So there's two different ideas. One is you're turning to the door. The idea is you're welcoming in the Shabbos, right? You're welcoming in a guest. So you turn around and you welcome in the Shabbos. That's the idea. But people turn to the back. That's usually where the door is. Well, what if the door is on the side? What if the door is not in the back? The door is on the side. You're in a basement. You're in a room where the door is not in the back. Just trying to think. So the Gluck basement, there is a door in the back. But the official basement, the doors are on the side. No. So where should you turn? So actually, I think that the Rav Soloveitchik and Rav said that you should turn to where the door is. It's not a matter of turning to the back, turning to where the door is. You're welcoming in, and I believe that Rav Feinstein and Rav Shuvah says, no, you always turn to the back because Shechina b'marav, right? That's where the Shechina is located. The shuls around here face Mizrach. So that's a different problem. The official base manager doesn't face Mizrach either. Okay, but a different issue. But Lamaisa, you know, some of the shuls, so you wouldn't necessarily turn to the back, you turn to the doorway, if your idea is you're welcoming in someone along the doorway. But Meidach, if you hold the Shechina b'marav, then you turn to, if your shul's facing Mizrach, like most of the shuls around here are, then you turn to the Marav, to the west, regardless of where, of where the door happens to be. Anyway, but that's the concept of Shechina b'marav, and somehow Kosel HaMaravi has this unusual status. It was a Kodesh Baruch Hu who took a shua, so to speak, never to destroy it. That's what it says there back in 7. Shenishpalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheinu Charev La'olam. Kodesh Baruch Hu will never be destroyed. And again, we do have a western wall standing today. But we need to understand exactly, we speak about the western wall, okay, the Kosel HaMaravi, we've all been there. It's the Kosel, the wall of what? Well, the western wall of what? What wall was that part of? What was it around originally? Right? There was only one western wall. And we know, of course, now that the western wall that we see, the Kosel Maravi where we daven, is only one part of a long well. I assume all of you have been on the so-called tunnel tours, right? We see the wall continues for quite a bit, you know, deep into the, underneath the Muslim quarter there, all the way to the end, almost to the end, you know, way to the end of the mountain, right? You know how the mountain is on a slope. Have you all anyone not been? Anyone not been on the tunnel tours? You know, you've seen it. You know how it was carved into the mountain stone. Eventually, you know, the mountain was the wall. That's how Herod did it. But the point is that the wall that we see today is only one small part of what, you know, of an enormous wall. In fact, if you've seen it used to be in the Holy Land Hotel, now it's in the Israel Museum, the model of Yerushalayim in the time of the Bayit Sheni. You ever see that model? You never seen it? It's Kedai. There used to be a hotel in Bayit Vegan called, not far from the YU's Gur Center, called the Holy Land Hotel. So they had this model, this Degem, a model of the whole old city. It's very beautiful. What it looked like, according to, of course, there's some artistic, liberties taken, I'm sure, by the persons, but it's a very beautiful description. It has the Beis Hamikdash in the time of Herod and so on. Have you ever seen it? Have you gone there? The next trip to Eretz Yisrael, because as you go to, it's now the Holy Land Hotel closed down. That's where they built these big apartment buildings. You can see from all over on the hill there that are connected each one to the other with some little hallway in the middle, if you know what I'm referring to. Anyway, the point being that there's no Holy Land Hotel anymore, but they moved that Degen, they moved that whole model to the Israel Museum. So, and I've seen it many, many times, and you can actually see there what they do is you have the whole old city of what it looked like back then, and they have the Western Wall, and then they mark off with a little red, you know, box what is today's Kotel HaMaravi. It's one small, what they call today the Kotel Plaza, you know. It's one little section of an entire wall. So if you're interested, I mean, I've always been fascinated by all of this, so, you know, I find it interesting too. And every time you go, they have this by Ir David, you know, the more and more excavation. Fascinating, but I find it fascinating. But anyway, you can take a look, but it's only one small part. So the question we need to understand now is that it's the wall of what? The wall of what? So, we know there's a Tosefta in Maseches Kelim, source number 9. Notice it says Bava Kama. Okay, as you may know, we know Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basar from Seder Nezikin, right? There was one Masechta Nezikin, was divided into three sections, right? 30 Prokim altogether, divided into three sections. Bava Kama, the first section, Bava Metzia, the second section, Bava Basar, the third. So we have three different Gemaras, but Bava just means like a gate, an entry, right? So this is the first, the middle, and the third. First, middle, and last, 30 prokim. So those three mesechtas have 10 prokim each. But Kalim also has 30 prokim. So sometimes, there's no Gemara in Kalim, but sometimes you'll find Mesechus Kalim also divided into three units of 10 prokim each. So they use the same expression, Bava Kama. It has nothing to do, the title here, Bava Kama, in source 9, has nothing to do with the Bava Kama that we learned in Mesechta. It's the first section of Kalim. So in Parak Alav Alacha Yud, source 9, it says as follows: Ukeshem shahayu b'midbar shalosh machanos, machane shchina, machane leviyah, machane Yisrael. We know that in the midbar there were three different parts of the camp. There was machane shchina, which was where the Mishkan was, right, the inner part. Then there was machane leviyah. The Leviyim surrounded they lived around the Mishkan, and then around that is machane Yisrael, right? We know that's in that encampment is set up. Based on the Pesukim, the Chumash, and so on. So there are three different areas, Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, and Machane Yisrael. So Tosefton Kalim says, Kach Hayu B'Yerushalayim. Okay, there also three, Yerushalayim is divided into three sections. B'Pesach Yerushalayim at Pesach Harabayis Machane Yisrael. Okay, from the gates of Yerushalayim, you're in Yerushalayim, until the Harabayis, that's one area, that's Machane Yisrael. B'Pesach Harabayis Vad Shar Nikanor, Machane Leviyah. Then the opening, the entry, the Harabayis, until an inner gate called Shara Nikanor, which I think they know where it is today, that's Machane Leviyah, and then Mishara Nikanor, then Machane Shechina. So those are the three gradations, or so three sections in Yerushalayim. And as you may know, there are nafkaminas, a number of different nafkaminas, la halacha, that apply to those places, because you know, obviously in Machane Shechina, well, we work the other way, Machane Yisrael, right, that's Yerushalayim, so you're allowed to eat Kodshim Kalim, right, in Yerushalayim, you can't take it out, or Maisa Sheni, and different things you have to be in Yerushalayim in order to consume, but that's the most Yerushalayim. Then other things, the Harabayis is mostly, well, part of Harabayis where the Yisrael can Jews, non-Kohanim can go, but most of the Harabayis, the only Kohanim can go. And then, of course, there's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, that no one can go to. So you have these three same divisions, so to speak, of Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah, Maseches Midos, okay, Maseches Midos is a Masechta in Seder Kodshim. It's just Mishnayos. Okay, Even though I think it's part of the Daf Yomi cycle anyway, no, because it's all Mishnayos, but I think Midos is part of the Daf Yomi. So Midos here doesn't mean nice behavior or good Midos. It means measurements, right? It has measurements of different things in the Beis HaMikdash. So here again, I have a lot of details here which you can be welcome to read. It's interesting. If you're interested in it, the Mishnah Maseches Midos Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph 10 says Harabayis. It was Harabayas was square, 500 amos by 500 amos. Then it says Ruba min Adarim Shelam min Amizrach Shlishim min Atzofam Yitzim min Amarav. Okay, most of it was in the south. What do you mean? Most? Most of what? I mean, there was a square. The answer is means the section where you had building where people went. You know, there was not either building. The structures on the Harabayas were not evenly distributed, so to speak. Okay, there were more areas, there were open areas. And so again, if you've seen the models, and I'm sure if you're interested, you could probably go online right now. Okay, you know, you look in the Machon HaMikdash or, you know, and we have this Sarim you can buy. I mean, there are in our regular Gemaras all kinds of diagrams, you know, Maseches Midos and the Rambam. That's a question of accuracy because they didn't really see it, many of the people who are making those diagrams. But you can get books now and see there are models and all kinds of diagrams, of what it looked like and where the buildings were. There was a lot of open area on one side and not so much open area on the other side. Whatever, that's what the Mishnah Kalim is telling us. The Meiri explains in that Mishnah Midos, Perek Beis, Meiri says that Source 11, it says, the Harabai is Hu Har Hamoria. This we call Har Hamoria. The Hu Hahar Sheha Azora Besocho. Okay, the Azora, the courtyard of Beis HaMikdash, inside this. Not that the whole Harabai is the courtyard. There's the Harabai, but then there's the Har Sheha, that's the Har Sheha Azora Besocho. And it says, the Hu Kulo Mukav Choma Saviv Hahar. The Miri writes that the whole Harabai was surrounded by a wall. Okay? And it was again a big opening, like a rechava gedola haisa ben achom alahar, between the wall and there was a big open area, and it goes into exactly what the measurements look like. And in some places, the wall was closer to the, again, because the inner area had a wall around it as well. The Azora also had a wall around it, but it was all, again, that was the inhabited area, or the, I don't know if inhabited is the wrong word, but the built up area where the structure of the Beis HaMikdash was. But because that wasn't centered, so part of the wall around that was very close to the wall around the whole Harabayas. Am I making it clear? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, because the Harabayas was squared, but the building of the Azora was only in one part of it, so part of the wall around the Azora was very far from the wall of the Harabayas, but part of it was very close. Again, the details are here, and as I said, you can yourself look up and see what it looks like. The Pharisee Yisrael, and on that Mishnah Midos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Osalaf 12, Ratzalon Ahar Shabbos HaMikdash Bonal Abahar Hahu Mukav Chom and Saviv. So that's one thing I wanted to establish. The Rambam tells us as well, Hilchos Beis HaMechira Perek Hei Alach Aleph, Harabayis Uharamiya Haramaria, Chomesh Meos Amo, Chomesh Meos Amo, Mukav Chom. Okay, and there were different buildings, different openings, and so on. But the courtyard. All right. Anyway, the point is that it was a Mukav Choma. That's what we wanted to mention. Now, besides that, the Mishnah Midos. All right. So that's the Harabayis. Okay. That's in Perek Beis of Midos. In Perek Hay of Mishnah. Did I say Perek Beis? Yeah. That's in Perek. That's the Mishnah in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph of Midos. Now, if you look in Source 14, Perek Hay talks about the Azora, which was further in. And it says in Mishnah Aleph, Kol Azora ha'isa orach mea shmoni v'sheva arocha mea shloshim v'chamesh min ha'mizruch l'maru. V'chamesh. Explain. Here, the Azora was not square. It was 187 amos by 135 amos. Okay? And explains from east to west, it was this length, and the south was the other length, and so on. Right? That's in Mishnah Beis. And again, that the Tiferes Yisrael explains in Mishnah Aleph 15, Aleph Kol Azora, the Hainu Kol HaRevach Shebetoch HaChom HaPnimis, inner walls, Mitchilas Ezis Yisrael B'Mizrach Atzof Yudal Avam Shachori Kodesh Kodesh Ramarev. Again, that was surrounded. The Rambam again tells us in Hilchos Beis Mechira Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. First, he just tells in the general in 16, Eilu HaDvarim Shein Ikar B'Binyan HaBayis. These are the main parts of the Beis HaMikdash. Osin Bo Kodesh V'Kodesh HaKodashim. And together these three things are called the Heichal, and there's a Mechitza, there's a wall around it, and so on, and that whole thing is the Mikdash. The detailed Rambam, I'm not going to read all this now, but you look in Source 17, Hilchos Beis Bechira, Perek Hei. Okay, and he describes the different places of the Beis HaMikdash, what the different buildings are called, what the measurements are. He has it all here. In Halacha Yud Beis, it says, Orach HaZorah min HaMizrach L'Marav Kuf Pei Zayin, V'zeo Cheshbonah, 187, Mikosal Maravi Shel HaZorah, Ad Kosal HaHechal Achas Esrei Amud. That's all. From the western side of the wall, of the wall on the western side of the HaZorah, till the Kosal HaHechal was only 11 Amos. Okay? Orach HaHechal Kulo Mea Amud. The HaHechal itself was 100 Amud. And then from there to the next wall, again, that's how he has in Halacha Yud Gimel, all the different measurements. As I said before, some of the places were closer to the outer wall, some of the places were further from the inner wall, okay, from the outer wall to the inner wall. Okay, Mike, make it clear? And again, we don't have the time, we have to sit with measurements. Again, you can see pictures of what it looked like. The question is, our Kosel HaMaravi today, the wall that we see standing, we go to the so-called Kotel Plaza, where we dive in and we have bar mitzvahs and whatever else today, okay, in that area that we've all been to, what is that a wall from? Is that the wall from the Azorah? Is that a remnant of the wall from Azorah? Again, we had Midrashim that the Shekhinah stays there, but is that the wall from the Azorah? Is that a wall from the Har HaBayis? That's the question, okay? What is that wall a remnant of? As of, again, we said there was an outer wall around the whole Har HaBayis and an inner wall around the Heichal and HaZorah. So this wall that remains, and that's all that remains, and that's a lot, but it's all that remains. What is that wall around? That's the question. So we take a look in the Radvaz, Chuvas HaRadvaz Chelik Beis, Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Aleph, okay, in 18. The Radvaz, who saw it, okay, Agam Shamati Shamlochim Shabu Chofru Sham Limso Yisoda Evan Azos. Right? I've heard that archaeologists, you know, the royal archaeologists, have dug there looking for the Evan. Okay, we have the tradition, as you know, and it's also from this week's Seder, right? That Yaakov Avinu slept on his Evan, and that's the Evan we call the Evan Shesia, the Evan from which the world sprouted, so to speak, the stone, okay, the rock. I mean, the Muslims call the building over at the Dome of the Rock, right? That mosque, the golden domed mosque, supposedly is over the stone, the Evan Shesia. And so the Radvaz already writes, and you know, he's writing centuries ago, one of the early Achronim, he's writing that they looked for it. Below Motsu, we call Mokom Ain Sofek, Kia Evan Azosher Tachas HaKippah. Kippah doesn't mean Yamakim, means a dome, right? It means the stone under this dome, what they call the Dome of the Rock. Who Evan HaShasiyah? Asher Aleha Haya Aron Beis Kodesh HaKodeshim. It's Admar. That's where the Aron rested on this stone. Okay. Now he writes, Hilchach, Misha Ola Balios Asher Leruach Marav. If you're walking in that area or you're looking inside, now you have to be very careful where you're walking. Okay. And he says, Shekach Haya Ben Kosel Maravi Shel HaAzor La Kosel HaHechel. There's only a little bit of space and so on. And he says that he refers to Babel Katanin, okay, which is Bab is a gate, Baba, you know, the Arabic for gate, Shara Mochra Kutna, and you have to be careful where you're walking. And it appears the way most learn this Radvaz, it appears that he understands that that the Kosel that we see today, okay, is the Kosel of the Azorah, is a wall around, not the wall around the outer Har HaBayis, but the wall around the Azorah. That's how he seems to understand most of it. There's a tshuva from Tzvi Pesach Frank, okay? And they printed, I have it here on the shelf, I'm not going to get it down now, but it's interesting because in preparing the shiur, so, you know, I saw a reference to a tshuva from Tzvi Pesach Frank, and the tshuva, he has a collection of tshuvas called Har Tzvi. And it said Simon so-and-so. It opened up the Har Tzvi, and there is no Simon so-and-so. And don't you hate when that happens, right? That's something you think, oh, the person misreferenced it. Okay. But anyway, the answer is they printed a separate sefer with some of his tshuvas on Yoni Yerushalayim. So they took those tshuvas out of the Har Tzvi and put it in there. So I was never located to it, but it doesn't seem to be in the database. Or I didn't look, because it's called Mikdash. What's it called? Mikdash Melech. I forgot already. have it here on the show. Anyway, bottom line, so he thinks they're advised. Doesn't mean he says, and I also have to pause for a moment, yeah, and again, you're all younger, and even I'm much older than you, but I don't remember it either. But, you know, well, I remember it before it was as big as it is now. Now, what exactly did the Radvaz see? What did he see when he went there? What wool did he actually see? Okay, now we go today, and hopefully we'll go, if you go on, what do you call it? What's that web? Kotelcam, I think you can see it, right? I don't know if they have it still running. I don't know. It's supposed to be 24/7, but, you know, so it's this enormous plaza, you know, and in the front with it, you know. It didn't used to be like that. In 1967, okay, I mean, you know, a little over 50 years ago, when they conquered the old city in the Six-Day War, they didn't know, they couldn't even find the Kosovo first. Have you ever heard the recording of the military correspondent as they went into the old city? If you've never heard it, listen to it once. It's very, very powerful. If you've never heard the recording, there was a military correspondent who was with the soldiers when they came in. They came in through the Shar Arayos, the Lion's Gate. You know, that's they broke into the old city. And I don't know if you're familiar with all this, but you should be. It's very, very powerful. And basically had a play-by-play going on because his military correspondent was on the radio explaining that now they're running here. And you could hear gunshots in the background as you listen to this thing. It's in Hebrew, obviously. You can hear gunshots. And they're asking the Arab peasants, and they say, where's the wall? They couldn't find it. Okay, because basically it was built up almost, it was basically almost like an alleyway. You see old pictures or old, not really photographs, but old, you know, paintings or portraits of people davening by the coast. I may have one. Okay, I have just a picture hanging. It was on that wall and it came down. The wall behind me was on that wall and it came down. Okay, it's just a picture of people. Hold on one second. Could I just see it? Hold on. Can you see this? I don't know if you can really see it, but you know, it's a painting. It's not a photograph, but people davening. I don't know if you can see, it's just an alleyway. It's not like we have today. There's buildings right up until the side, buildings right up around it. You know, it's not like we had today. And it's really more like when you go through the tunnel tours and you see that stuff is, there's not even room there for two people to walk by each other, you know. So it was a little more open than that. But in 1967, it was only after we conquered and so on that they, you know, knocked out the homes, the whole area, and made this enormous plaza that we see today. So that's a question of exactly what the Radvaz saw. But whatever, he seems to think that it's the Kosel of the Azor. And a different tshuva, it's in the Tuf Reish Mem Ches, the Chelek Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch 19. Here he seems to waver. It's not clear. He's talking about a person who's somehow there, and he Shaltiman Odiyach Daiti Masha Ansuli Kones LeBeis Hamikdash Lasos Eizem Alocha. Okay, VeGias Man Tfilah VeNimta Omed Bein Kosa Maravi or Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim. Okay, what direction she faced the daven? He's somehow in there, and he's between the Kosa Maravi and the Beis. Have you ever seen this? If you go to the Kosa Maravi today, okay, so many people daven directly facing the wall. Do you ever see some people tilt to the left when they daven? Because, again, if you've been on the tunnel tours, you know the place where they assume is the Mul Kodesh HaKadoshim is deeper inside, right? And you know what I'm referring to? When you go on that tour, you go way inside, and they stop usually there so you can say some tilim or something like that right by that place, and there's usually a couple of people davening there, right? That's much further, you know, to the left, so to speak, and where we daven, where the big minyanim are, and so on and so forth. Then you go inside, you keep walking, you know, further down. Eventually, you come to the place where they think is Mula Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? But that's not where we're davening. So there's some people, when they're by the Kosel HaMaravi, they tilt a little to the left because they're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? But that's what the Radvaz is dealing with here, because the Radvaz says, but on the other hand, Shekhinah lo zozim Kosel HaMaravi. So anyway, in that, he says he thinks that it might be, you know, might be the coastal of the Harabais. But anyway, so that's the tshuvas of the Radvaz. If you take a look in source 20, the Chai Adam has a sefer called Chochma. Chai Adam is on Arachayim. The Chochma Sodom is on Yerodeya. So in the end of Chochma Sodom Yerodeya has what's called Shari Tzedek, Shar Mishpatei Arts, a couple of different sections on Shari called Shari Tzedek. I think to do with Eretz Yisrael. So in Shar Mishpatei Aretz, in the Chochmas Adam, Perek Yud Aleph, Oz Ches, he writes in 20, the Chai Adam, Tzarech Lizar Ma'od, Shalai Yikonis Mark HaMikdash, Shaklon HaTmei Mesim, Vanichnas HaTum HaChayiv Kares, That's a different discussion. So the Chayodim also assume that the Chayodim, to the best of my knowledge, was never there. Okay, but the Chayodim also seems to conclude that the Kosel Mavi today was the Kosel of the Azorah. That's what he seems to say. Others disagree, and of course the consensus today is that it's not. There's a Sefer 21, Sefer Kaftor Vaferach, written by Rav Ashtori Haparchi. Okay, the Sefer Kaftor Vaferach. This Sefer Kaftor Vaferach is a collection of laws relating to Eretz Yisrael, okay, that are not in the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, because Shulchan Aruch only, dealt with laws that are relevant, Bizman Hazeh. So it doesn't have all the laws relating to the Beis Hamikdash and this kind of stuff. But the Kaftor Referach was written by a Rishon, okay? Oh boy, one second. Yeah, it was written by a Rishon, Rav Ashtori Haparchi. Okay, and he was, from the 13th, 14th century, okay, from Provence. So, we're talking about a Rishon, okay? And he traveled to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael very badly, came from Provence originally, wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. And then he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he traveled, and he wrote a lot of the dinim, a lot of laws relating to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Sefer Kaftor of Aferach, he called it. His name was Ashtori Haparchi. Okay, so again, a Rishon. So in his writings, and again, he was there. So he writes, "Mikol ze yeroa ki masha anu rom hayom bismanenu zame omim makosim ayla shem kosim mechomas harabayis." He's convinced, not like the Radvaz thinks, and not like the Chayodim saying, I don't know if the Radvaz and the Chayodim had access to the Sefer or not. And again, he's earlier than both of them. But the Kaftor Referach is pretty convinced here in Perek Vov in Source 21 that it's the Kosel of the Chomas harabayis. Okay, and again, he talks about the different places surrounding it, what they're called today and what's there today, and he goes through the measurements. Okay, he refers to, also, take a look at the, maybe seven lines or eight lines down towards the end. Yesh b'kosenu shnei sharm gvarim ma'od b'kifim chutzal sosem barzayim segurim l'olam. There are two walls that are closed up. You know what that's referring to? Karin lehem ha'amon sharei rachamim. All right, that's the gates on the other side of the base of the Mikdash compound. You know what I'm talking about? You can see it from Har HaZeisim, right? You see the two walls that are walled up? You know what I'm talking about? Right? It's on the other side, not where we daven or go, but if you're on Har HaZeisim, Har HaTzofim, you see the sitting that way, the gates are walled up. So he said that's what people call, again with the time of Rishonim, that's what people call Shari Rachamim, or he has it in Arabic, Korlehem Bab al Rahama, okay, with an Arab name and so on, okay. And anyway, say maybe this was the walls that the Bryson said, so for me, said that there were two walls, the one for the Chassanim, one for the Avela, maybe those are the two things. Anyway, bottom line is he's convinced that the wall around that we see today, the Kosel Maravi, is a wall around the Harabayas, the Harabayas, and not a wall around the Azor. That's the opinion of Rishara Parchi, the Sefer Kaftor Vaferach. Okay. In more modern times, source number 22 is Tshuva's base Ridvaz. This Ridvaz is not to be confused with the Radvaz that we just read before. The Radvaz of David Ibn Zmara was from the early Achronim. He wrote the commentary we find in many sections of the Rambam, Radvaz on the side of the page, and volumes and volumes of Tshuvas. You know, seven, eight, I think originally they printed seven, and now they're more printed, a lot of Tshuvas of the Radvaz. That's not the same person. This is the Ridvaz. Yaakov David Volovsky was his name. I think Yaakov David Ben Zev, maybe. I don't remember now. The Ridbaz, we have a commentary from him on certain parts of the Yerushalmi. Okay, he lived in the late 19th, early 20th century. He was what Rabbi Shechter Shalita would describe as a colorful Talmud Chacham. Okay, he was a character, apparently. I think originally from Slutsk, I think. But anyway, so this Ridbaz, he was in America for a while. He was in, what I heard, he was in Chicago, among other places, and he tried to clean up, as Rav Soloveitchik did years later. You know, the Kashrus was a very messy business in the United States in the early part of the 20th century because it was controlled by, by the mob. Okay, and they didn't care so much about kashrus, and, if you complained about it, we're in trouble. So supposedly, and this is what I heard, that when the Ritbaz, Rabbi Volovsky, was in Chicago, he tried to clean up the kashrus, and he ran afoul of the mob, and there was a hit put on him, Somebody told him it was Al Capone, but doesn't work because the years don't work. But whoever it was Al Capone's predecessor. So he ran away. He ran to Eretz Yisrael. He became a Rav in Tzfat, okay? And so he wrote this person, Rishalmi, Shecht was a very colorful Talmud Chacham. So he wrote a person. Rishalmi wrote these tshuvas based Ritbaz. He was a Rav in Tzfat. He was the one, Tzfat, the minig to this day, is that they don't duchen every day in Tzfat. Even though most Eretz Yisrael are duchen every day, Ashkenazim also duchen every day in Eretz Yisrael, not in Tzfat. He said, what kind of nonsense is this? He came, he's going to change it, and start duchen in Tzfat. That was his personality. Yeah, but then the Ger Rebbe told him, leave it alone, so he backed off. But anyway, he was an interesting person. His tshuva over here, his tshuva is Beis Ritbaz, which is available, most of our cook published it. Charles tshuva is Beis Ritbaz, Simon Lamed Ches. Al Dvar Shele B'Kos Maravish, in Ischarish Ka'esh B'Chochem Yerushalayim, a certain Tamar Chochem, he calls him Harav Acharif HaBaki Rei Shamayim Mitzvim Medorah Kvod Shem Taras Mayim Rabbi Yoshua Yosef Neriah Kalbo. I don't know who he is, but obviously a big Talmud Chacham. Okay, and he was complaining that people are davening by the Kol Salam Aravi, because you may well ask, other than the historical interest, is this a wall around the Arabayas or a wall around the Azara? Who cares? I mean, it's interesting for historical purposes, but why would we make a fuss? I mean, okay, whatever it is, what's the difference? It's a big difference. It's a big difference, because if it's a wall around the Har HaBayis, then if you're outside the wall, what we call today the Kotel Plaza, okay, so then you're outside the Har HaBayis. All right, but if it's a wall around the Azara, so then when you're standing by the Kotel Plaza on the outside of the wall, then you're in the Har HaBayis, and there are restrictions as to who's allowed to go into the Har HaBayis in terms of laws of Tumah. That's a tremendous nafkamina, okay? Oh, yeah? Yitzi just put in the story I heard is that someone fired a shot.
Yeah, Rabbi Carmi told me that story.
Okay, he's a Neman. the story that he ran, he ran afoul of the fire, and he had to leave town in a hurry. He had to leave town in a hurry. Anyway, so, So bottom line is he quotes this Talmud Chacham, this Yeshua Yosef Kalbo. He's orer b'dorah makom shalom mispalam. He's making a tumul that people daven by the kosel maravi lefi daito asul lo lamod makom zeh ki kosel hazeh kosel hazora velo kosel sharabayis kol she'omer olam. This Talmud Chacham, this Rav, was convinced that the wall around that we call the kosel maravi today is a wall around the azara, not a wall around the harbas. Everybody thinks. And he mentions the Ritbaz, quotes the Radvaz, and he says that, in the Tshuva it looks like that also. And so he was asked, this Ritbaz, this Rabbi Velasco, what to do. So he says, Uva Emes on the fourth line, Kosher L'Achriyim Dovers. I don't know. Shechli Radvaz, the Radvaz says one thing, and this Rabbi Yeshua Yosef Kalbo agrees, and he's a Mitzuyan, he says, we have to move at least 20 amos away. Look at towards the end of the first paragraph, then 22. You can't walk up to the kosel. Okay? On the other hand, the Ritbaz writes, with due respect, we find Gedole Olam Kedosh Mutorim. Shadon Lachashar stand right by the wall. Okay? I mean, it's hard to imagine. And he even mentioned we have a tradition that the Orachayim HaKadosh himself, okay, came and stood by the kosel. We'll get back to him at the end of the Shia. Okay, so I'm not sure what to do. On the one hand, Hanach Lam Yisrael, maybe on the other hand, maybe he's right. And so he was hesitant, and he says that, we have a concern that, maybe it's a problem. He says that maybe it should be a problem. Another problem he raises is that, where are we standing exactly? Because we know, and again, those who have been to the Kol Salam Aravi know, you go inside, on the left, where they make the indoor minyanim. So they have a couple of, I don't want to call them tunnels. Well, it looks like they dug deep, and you have the light shining. You can look and see how far down. Where we're standing now, what's ground level now, is much higher than was ground level back then. You can see, right? You looked in that, I don't recall it a pit. I don't know. It has this, a gate over it, and then it has the lights. You can see down. It goes at least as far down as it does go up. No, it goes way down. Okay, that used to be the ground level. Again, if you look on that model that I told you about, in the Israel Museum, the part that's boxed out in the red, it's like right in the middle. you know, because the ground level is much lower. We know that, again, from the excavations in the so-called the southern with Ir David, you can see where there was a road that went from down below all the way up to parallel to the coastal road. You can see it. You can have uncovered a lot of it. Okay, but a lot of it now is underground. But where they did the excavation, you can see it. Anyway, that's what he talks about there in the second part of this tshuva that I presented here. I'm sorry, question? Oh, all right. You look at the second part of the tshuva. He says, you know, Gagin Valios lo niskachu. So the question is, where we're standing, you know, we know that there was all kinds of garbage and rocks and stones and everything was built one thing on the other in the old, in the old city of Yerushalayim, such an ancient city. We don't have that too much, although I just like the kibbutz of my son. You ever go to the parking lot, what's I think called Lot A, right behind the library, between the library and the MTA building, that lot now, you know? So there's a wall there that, you know, they're all different types of brick and stone. And I said, if this would be in the old city, they would tell you this was in the Hasmonean period, and that was from the Ottoman period, and this is from the Mamluk period. It looks like that, you know, it looks like it's been playing. Take a look next time you walk there, you'll see what I'm talking about. It just reminded me of one of these walls where they show you on one wall, you know, had the eight different occupying forces. Anyway, be that as it may. So the Ritvaz wants a taina that where we're standing may not have the full kedusha, but it's not so clear. Anyway, that's in that tshuva, and he's pretty convinced that it is in fact the wall around the Azorah. But he says you have to be careful because I don't know, maybe it's not maybe it's not the same. Maybe the Radvaz and this Talmud Chacham of Yeshua Yosef Kalbo, whatever, correct, and therefore he thinks maybe he should stay a little away from it. Okay, and what was exactly Mekudesh by Shlomo, the higher parts, not, that's what he discusses. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Tshuva Igus Moshe, Yerodei Chelik Dalet Simen Samach Gimel, he writes in Os Dalet 23, Af Ala Kosel Shua Chomosh Al Azara. Okay, he calls it the Chomosh Al Azara, about the leaning against it and sleeping and so on. And that's a further question which we'll get to in a moment. What about the width of the wall itself? Because the wall has a certain width, right? So when we speak about the wall is this. So does the width of the wall follow what's on the outside or follows on the inside? Right. How does the width of the wall fit in? So that's what Moshe is talking about over there, and he says that again he refers to it as the wall, the Kosel Hazara. On the other hand, in Os Yud Aleph, okay. First of all, Os Yud Aleph, he quotes some of the things we mentioned. The Nimtza Shekosel Maravi. Shishon Shem Yisbarach and Mikdash is Hine Hazach Omerach Kaslenu. That's the coastal Maravi. Will never be destroyed because Shechina B'Mara. Quote of course that we said. But here at the very end of that Os Yud Aleph, Shalachain Avshu Coastal Shal Har Habayis. That refers to Coastal Shal Har Habayis. So I'm not sure what Rav Moshe says. The more you know, later the Tzitz Eliezer, and so before the Tzitz Eliezer, I should mention that. I don't have it on the sheets because it's not in the database, but there's a Sefer, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky, who was a major posek in Yerushalayim. He wrote the Gesher HaChaim, Anichas Avelos. It's considered certainly a classic, or the modern classic, or one of the modern classics on Anichas Avelos. And he also set up with the Luach and Eretz Yisrael, like the Eretz Yisrael parallel to what we call today as a Torah Luach here. So he set up the Luach and Eretz Yisrael, you know, the Luach of an Eretz Yisrael. But he also wrote a Sefer called Ir HaKodesh VaHamikdosh, where I'm going to have it here on the shelf. It's five volumes. Ira Kodesh Ramikdash, where he goes to a lot of different yonah, a different place in Eretz Yisrael and Dinim. And he also is convinced in his writings that the Kosel Maravi today, so we know from archaeology and from other more modern things that we know that it's a wall around the Azar, not a wall it's a wall of the Har Habayis, not a wall of the Azar. The Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yud Simon Aleph Os Samach Aleph, he says, "Pok Chaziat Kama Hislab Tu Gedola Dor Sofanenu." Right, they're trying to figure out: can we go there? Can we not go there? There's a whole tumbling. Was it the Kosel Azar? Is the right? He discusses all this issue, and he quotes that many people at the minute yet to go there. But he writes at the end. Let's take a look at the end of 24. Omnam Benogel Kosel Maravi Kvar Nimnu VeGomru She'enenu MiKosel Hazara Ki Kosel Har Habayis. Okay, he says that now it's ungenomen, now it's agreed that our Kosel Maravi is a Kosel around the Azara, not the Kosel Harbayis, not the Kosel Azara. Okay, Ravadia Yosef, Chuvus Yabi Omer Chelik Hey, Chelik Arde Simin Chof Zion, Oz Gimel 25, Ulama Emes Yoredarko Shakosma Vishalano, Edo Kosal Azor Klal, Elachomas Harabayas, and he quotes an Avnenez, which we'll see, and he quotes others, you know, Kedarko Bakodesh, and he says, anybody who says otherwise, he says, look at the very end, he says, and therefore, Al Koponim Kom Dina Shadavar Borla Hatir Lageshos Kosal Maravi, Aflamisha Tumiotes Magufo, Beli Tavila, Kasher Poshan, meaning anybody can walk right up to the Kosam Ravi and Davin, even if you have a Tumah Yotzim and a Guf, and even if you haven't gone to the Mikvah and so on, Umenig Yisrael Torahi, V'chol HaMachim V'zeh Lehimanami Legeshes El HaKosal B'glal Sibus Tumah Yotzim and Gufo, Eina El HaMin HaMasmihin. Hashem Yisbarach Yibon HaBiz Koshan Yisrael Yibon HaMon Al Mechon Yishav Amen Keretzor. Fine. So Rav Avadya feels that there's no issue, okay? Again, despite Rav Avadya's clear psak, there are people, they say some of the briskers and others who don't want to walk right up to the wall, okay? And somebody told me, I think actually it was a Shechta that said that there's some briskers based on that too as a Ridbaz, you know. The Ridbaz, I think, had maybe learned at one time in Brisk or something like that, or he had some connection to Brisk. I think the way Shechta described, he said the Ridbaz was a brisker, like I'm a nuclear physicist. That's what Rashad said. He wasn't a brisker at all, not in his derel or anything else, but because he had some kind of connection to brisk, so the brisker is a choshesh for his concern. But Rav Avadya Yosef, Rashad didn't think it made sense to do it for that reason. You know, he wasn't a brisker. Anyway, but again, in this piece, Rav Avadya Yosef says for sure that it's a choma of the Azorah, of the Arba, it's not the Azorah, and therefore anyone can walk right up to it, you don't have to be machmir. Again, this nafkamina of where you can go, like I said before, it really depends. Again, a nafkamina, it's Harabayas or Azor, is a major nafkamina. That's the Mishnah and Kalim. I printed some of the makoros here in 26. Perak Aleph, Mishnah, Ches, and Kalim. Lifnim in Achomim, Mekudash Mehem, Shochem, Shom, Kodshim, Kalim, that's Yerushalayim, Maisha, Shani. Then Harabayas is even more. She'ain Zovim, Vizavos, Nidos, Vyodos, Nichmasal, Mashom. That's any person who has, we call it Tumay Yotzman, Gov, Zov, Zov, Nidarite, Yoledis, you know, like we're learning now in your day. So you're not allowed to go into that area, okay? And after that, the Chil is Mukudash Menu. The Mishnah, those of you who may remember, the Mishnah Mishnayis, the middle of the first parak in Kalim, describe the 10 levels of Kiddush in Eretz Yisrael, you know, starting from the lowest up to the highest. And each area has its own set of dinim as to what's, you know, what you can and can't do and what you can and can't bring from there. So in this piece, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that again, Lifnim in Achoma, that's the wall around Yerushalayim, is even more holy because you can eat Kachim Kalam Yisheni there. And the Harabayas is more than that because, and the Azar is even more than that. But Harabayas is again, Ein Zobim Zobos Nidos Yoldos Nichnasum Hashem. Okay, and the Tiferes Yisrael adds, and this is obviously also very important, Tiferes Yisrael, and that mission, Kalim Parakalam Mishachas, Os Nun Hei 27, Uviklau Zobim Yeshami Bal Keri. Okay, somebody who had relations about Kerry also can't go in there. So that would, you know, without him going to the mikvah, that would let a lot of people off the train if we should assume that, in fact, the Kosam Maravi is a wall around the Azorah, meaning that when you're outside the Kosam Maravi, you're on the Harabayas, okay, because that wall's an inner wall, and then wherever, but the other wall doesn't exist anymore. But, you know, within within a few amos of the Kosam Maravi, you're already considered to be on the Harabayas. Then if you're a Nida or a Balkari, not allowed to go there, okay? I digress a little bit to this, how it includes Balkari. That's Gemara Pesachim, Samach Zayin Beis, Amar Mar Zav, V'chol Zav, Rabbos Balkari. It includes Balkari. The Rambam doesn't mention Balkari. The Rambam just says in Hilchos Beis Abchir, Perek Zayin, Alochot Tezvav, 29, it's a Harabayis, Mekudosh Meno, She'ein Zav, Mezavos, Nidos, V'yol, doesn't mention Balkari. The Mishnah Melech finds it difficult. The Mishnah Melech in 30, on that Rambam, Perek Zayin, Alochot Tezvav, he finds it a little strange why the Rambam didn't mention Balkari, because the Balkari is also in the same din. All right, okay. So in any event, that I just showed you, that's the major nafkamina as to what wall this is. Now, we assume today, like we said, the more you know, contemporary evidence and that which Rav Yosef says and which Tzitz Eliezer says and the Rav Tukachinsky said and so on, it's that it's definitely a wall around the Harabai. It's not a wall around the Azar. So therefore, if I'm outside the Kotel Mavi, which today's Kotel Plaza, so I'm not on the Harabayas, and it's not a problem in terms of being Tomei with any Tumah Hayotze Min Haguf. Okay, there's another issue though about the width of the wall itself. Okay, which presents an interesting question. All right, I'll go through some more quickly because it's getting late. But the Mishnah says, "Hachalonos ve'ove hachoma kilifnim." That's a Mishnah in Pesachim Pei Hey Amud Beis 31. Right, any windows or the width of the wall itself, like I described before, the width of the wall itself. Again, you understand the problem, right? Because if, let's say on the inner part, in the inner section is this kedusha, the outer section is that kedusha, and then the wall in the middle. So, what about the width of the wall? What does that have? Okay, and nafkamina being if there are any windows, any openings in the wall. So the Mishnah tells us in Pesachim that the width of the wall has the status of the wall itself. Okay, and Rashi explains, Hachon Shebechomos Yushalayim, okay, in the walls around the city had windows and so on. Okay, another Mishnah Pesachim Peivam and Alas Hachalonos Vayachom Kilifnim. I'm sorry, the Gemara rather. Explains why the Chalonos. Okay, how do you have it? You can open it up and go inside, but the width. How do you ever have? What does it mean? Okay, so he explains. Okay, there's a way. There can be another wall. There can be an opening. Okay, we don't have to go into all the details right now. The Rambam brings the halacha Hilchos Beis Achir Perek Vav Halacha Tes 35. Hamachilas Apsuchas Azar Kodesh Apsuchas Arba'is Chol Hachalon Zorchon Klifnim. Okay, a Klifnim for the purpose of Kotche Kotchim for Tuma and so on. And the only thing is that the Ravid based on that Gemara says that it's only with that which is on the ground level, okay? Only the wall is on the ground level, not the higher level. And because if Mishnah wonders why the Rambam, you know, usually defends the Rambam against the Ravid, here he agrees with the Ravid. But what I want to get to for all of this is an interesting question, okay? Why am I bringing all this up? Who cares about the width, okay? Because this is what some suggest, okay? Rav Avadya Yosef mentions this in the Tshuva, it would be Omer Chelek Hei, Chelek Odesim, Chav Zayin, Oz Beis. Okay, he says, one second, today, if you think about it, and we know this, okay, a wall, like the Kol Sam Ravi, it does not go straight up, okay? When you put stones, you know, and another stone on top of it, another stone on top of that, if it's exactly on top, it'll come down. So what they do is, you have a stone, and the other stone's over a little bit, and this stone's over a little bit, and each one is a little bit over. Not, you can't really tell from, you know, the naked eye, you know, without an instrument, but the stone is not a brick, you know, with bricks you put, you know, mortar in between. But here you have one stone on top of another. The one, the higher stone is slightly over, not too far, it'll tilt, it'll fall down. It's a little over, okay? Another one's a little more over, very, very slight air space. So now, if we think about it, what was the ground level? Okay, the ground level, let's picture again that pit that you can see when you go inside the, you know, the inner area where they daven indoors by the Kosan Ravi. You see how far down the wall went. Now picture yourself standing there and the wall goes up on an incline. Again, not a noticeable incline, but it is a slight incline. And we're standing, you know, let's say halfway up. So Kumtai said, if we're standing right against the wall, we're actually standing upon a part of the wall that down below was already the Ove HaKoso. You follow what I'm saying? Because the wall goes up on a bit of a slant. I'm exaggerating the slant, but it goes up on a bit of a slant. And you're standing here down below on the ground level. That's already Ove HaKoso. Up here it's not, but down below it is. So Rav Avadya Yosef writes, and others said this too, Nearish Hakavanah Shem Hakoram Perak Vavich Shmuchel Shmuchel Tes Shove Hachomik the Kodesh Kofim mentioned. Vim Kain Yeshomer Shekol Ove Hanidbach Hatachton Hamechuse BaAdama Kodesh KeKedushas HaZora. All that stuff that's, you know, built above now. We came to Baruch Shalom. Ena Munachem B'Diuk Al Sosachitzona Elish Ksas Reva Klapipnim Shanu Omdim Samuch Mamish LaAvne Hakosel Al Yonim. That's what he's saying. So that's an interesting question. Now there's a question about the avir. Okay, does the air have, you know, the air above, does it also have the kedusha? Okay, the Tosfos and Shavuos about it. It's an hour late, so I don't want to, you know, harp on a point that long. Okay, but the issue would be, so for that reason, that's another reason I heard, and I never know which stories exactly all true or not true, but I heard that the Briskers and the Chazonish I heard never went right up, the Rebbe Salavechik never went right up to the wall. Not because of the concern, or not only because of the concern that maybe it's the wall around the Harabayas, not around the Azor, not the Harabayas. Even if we assume that it's Ungunim and it's Taka the wall around the Harabayas, not the Azor. But still, when you come right up to the wall, we're standing in that area. I personally don't really understand that. I wanted to ask, one time, Rav Shlomo Amar, actually the former Rav Rashi, was here and he gave a shiur, and he actually mentioned this idea. To me, over at Kosel means, what do you mean? It's the wall as it is. What do you mean? We're standing now where the, who cares what it was down below? This is the wall. So over at Kosel means the wall as the wall is built. Why do you measure from down below? You understand that? That's bothered me a little bit with this whole lum. This, but I mean, I understand it, but it bothered me. We talk about, I mean, Chazal knew that the wall wasn't built straight, right? So then they talk about over our coastal. I mean, over our coastal, wherever the wall is. So if it's slightly angled, so the over our coastal over here is not there. Who cares what it is down below? But I hear the story, but it troubled me a little bit. Finally, I just want to mention something else that's no gaya, because forgetting all about that problem. What about the idea? Okay, so let's assume now we will paskin again. They were gedolei Torah, and far be it for me to, you know, to challenge if it's true about the Chazon Ish and the Biskarov. Okay, I just found that a little different. They said Rav Nevinsol, is that true? Rav Nevinsol also doesn't go right up. Okay, I think that's what they told me. Rav Nevinsol also doesn't go right up. And if I remember, I think I once asked him. I was visiting Yeshiva Hakotel or something. I saw him at Meir, and I said, "Why the Rav doesn't walk up? Is that because of the concern that it's?" That it might be the wall around the Harabais and not the wall around the Azor, or is it because of the concern of the air? And he told me both. Okay. all right. So, again, you have big people, so far be it for me, Chas v'Shalom, to. But I always wondered about the wall thing. I'll just end off with another interesting question, and that is about, all right, forget about that. Let's assume that's not a problem. But, you know, when you put the kvitlach, your little notes, inside the kosel, you're sticking your hand in. So there you tuck your hand is inside the over kosel where you're standing, even according to Mysore, but you stick your hand in, so that's inside the over kosel. So what's the story with that? Are you allowed to put these kvitlach inside the kosel? So that's the sugyan zvachim daf lamed beis, okay, where the Gemara says, again, it's late, so I don't want to, but it says, Omer ulam shokish and tamei sheikh nisharof nim loke, shemra chol chodesh lo tiga, makish bia l'negiyah. Just like negia b'mikzah shma negiyah, if I touch something, okay, when I'm tummy, so that has its effect. Even though I don't touch my whole body, I just touch my pinky. Okay, I just touch it with my, with the back of my elbow. It's still called negia. It doesn't mean the whole body. It's still called touching. So Gemara says the same thing is true. Be'er b'mikzas, right? My whole body didn't go in. Just part of my body went in, right? My finger went in. My head went in. My hand went in. Whatever I stuck in. Okay, and that's what Rashi says So it's 40 and Zohar on base on base. Negiya stam b'miktsasi, right? You touch, normally we touch something, you don't touch with your whole body, you don't touch with part of your body, but that's a problem. That's b'chol kodesh lotiga, that's an issue for also for tough, someone's tumah. So we do have that. If the inside of the wall, even if it's the wall around the harabayas, like we assume, but if the inside has the kedusha of the harabayas, so if I have a problem if I'm tummy. To walk up to the wall, we said according to most people, is not a problem if it's the wall around the harabayas. And you're not concerned about this slanted wall issue that you're standing above, or was at one time part of the Obey Kosel. You're not worried about any of those two things, like Rav Yosef says, it's not a problem. You can walk right up to the Kosel. But sticking your hand in, if the inside of the wall has the status of the Harabayas, that's a problem with somebody's tummy. Okay? Now, the Gemara in Zvachim, and Daf Lamed Gimel Beis on that discussion talks about whether you get Malkus and so on. It's a Machokas, Ram and the Ravid, what the ownership is. So anyway, but it's also in either case. Okay, so the question is, what's the story with these cracks and these openings in the coastal sticking your hand in? So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about that in Source 44. The Avnei Nezer and Chelik Ardesim and Tof Nun, Bidvar Asher Heir, Haber Meshel Nereyom, Yosh Yerushalayim, Bidvar Hanakovim, Sheyesh, Bisod, Kosal Maravi, Shal Harabayas. Notice that he calls it for sure Kosal Shal Harabayas. Okay, that's also interesting, but forgetting about that, even if it's, he was assumed it was Arabais, not the Azor. But Shaosul Bal Kerl, Homish Tum Shaosul Migufa, Lachni says Boban Kovin. But that's Bia B'mitzvahs, right? Yan Bia B'mitzvahs, Shma Bia, right? The Kozim Arm Zochim. So it's Bia B'mitzvahs. If I stick my finger or my hand in, so even if it's around the Arabais, like most assume, but still has a Kedusha Arabais. So he mentions basically that the whole bunch of Sveikas in this, okay? First of all, maybe that din of Ove Hachoma. That's about only the walls of the Azara, but not about the Harabayas, By the Echorim, Ove Hachomo Shal Harabayas Niskadish. Habayas, Im Harabayas Kadish Raka Gabe Ritzpa, O Kadish Adatahom Kamo Azara. Does it have the status? Maybe the Harabayas is only Kadosh on the ground and not more than that. Okay, it has a Gimel, Im Din Bir Mixer Shmo Bihu Gamba Harabayas. Hadalad, Im Hod Shaba Azar Kashir Ashtachavay Chav, Im Din Zer Gamba Bir Mixers. How long do you have to say? So he raises, and again at the end of the Chuvah in Chav Zion, he has all these different terim. Why you understand, right? He has these fakers, whether all the dinim of Bir Mixas and of Ove HaKosel, Ove HaChoma being like the inside, does that even apply to the Kosel around the Harabayas or not? Maybe that's only the Kosel of Azara. And he has in Os Chav Zion, he has various other fakers, you know, the 2 days in Tosis would be Paschal like, and he questions, you know, whether, again, is there a din of Isser Bir Mixas by Machan Leviya? Maybe that's only by the Azor itself. And furthermore, he says, various other shakers, it's not Derech Knisa. That's not how you walk into somebody sticking your hand in. That's not an entry. That's not called entry, putting your hand in. So entry is like an entryway. You walk in with a doorway, you know, a place where your feet can go in, and so on. So that's what based on all these shakers, he says that it's not an issue. The Tzitz Eliezer, and this will finish with this, Chelek Yud, Simen Hei, Ozvav, Osla Vitzayim, Mashar Isi, 45, Ode B'Sefer Podas Avram. He says, quotes a different Sefer, the Me'olam Lo Zozah Shkinta Mekos Moravi. Okay, he brings my Sarav, Sharav Mar Chaim Ben Atar, that's the Rachaim, Shenosno Tamido Ksav Tzavto Mekos Moravi, V'niz Dam Nolo Mezon Oso. Okay, first of all, I mean, it's an interesting question altogether historically. Where does this come from to put these notes in the Kosel? I know Shweki has a song about it, but where does where does this whole come from? You know, so it seems it may have come from the Arachaim. Well, that's the, to my knowledge and my limited knowledge, that's the earliest mukkar. Now, the Arachaim is, an important person, Arachaim HaKadosh, the late 1600s, but the Arachaim had this idea that he gave somebody a note to put in the Kosel, so maybe that's where it comes from. So he quotes this practice, and evidently the Arachaim was not worried about this whole Bibi Mixas problem, and the point is, Maisa Rav, what you see from the Tzitz Eliezer here, that the Arachaim HaKadosh allowed the person to do it. Okay, but Ulai Mikoch Zehu, Shenishtarbev Haminik Baharbe, Michel Lahasmin Pitkaot, right? And it's Kritlach Bakoshus Bechorav Nakoso. He says, despite the fact that some people in the Fakbek are sticking your hand in, but the Tzitz Eliezer says the Minigan Klai Yisrael is not to worry about that, and perhaps Yesh HaMidisvok in terms of the Orachayim. Of course, we'll end with this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the Tfilos without the note also. So, if you want to be choshish for it, you can go to the Kosel Harbi and daven with proper kavana, even without writing a piece of paper. It's not the end of the world either. Okay, I thank you all for listening. I hope you have an enjoyable day, whatever you may or may not be doing. And I wish everybody a good Shabbos. Now, we'll have to, I guess I'll...